97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for joining me today. My guest is Mr. Seth Shamp, who is the owner and head instructor for Triangle Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Welcome, Seth.
Thank you for having me.
What a business, Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Seth, what is Triangle Jiu-Jitsu Academy all about?
Well, we're a martial arts academy, and we focus on Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is a martial art that's relatively new in the world of martial arts. A family by the name of the Gracie family, about 85 years ago, developed this martial art, and it differentiated itself from other martial arts by using leverage and technique over size and speed and strength. And it's one of the things that allows anybody to do jiu-jitsu, regardless of their physical capabilities, their size, their strength, men, women, old, young, everybody can learn jiu-jitsu. And so I teach that to people of all ages, all sizes, shapes, and we have a good time doing it.
Well, Seth, why would someone want to take jiu-jitsu?
So there's several different reasons, and it kind of comes back to the reason why we call ourselves Triangle Jiu-Jitsu. I think that a lot of people immediately say, well, they're in the triangle, and so they call themselves Triangle Jiu-Jitsu, and that is part of it. The other side of it is that the triangle itself is a very fundamental shape, and jiu-jitsu is about having a good base and a good solid foundation. And if you think about geometrical shapes, starting with the circle being the easiest one to move, as you move your way down those shapes from an octagon to a hexagon to a pentagon to a square, ultimately you'll come down to a triangle, which is the most fundamentally sound shape that there is, and jiu-jitsu is about having a very strong base. So that's the second reason we call ourselves Triangle Jiu-Jitsu. The third reason is the answer to your question. That's we focus on three sides of jiu-jitsu: a self-defense side, a sportive side, and then the mixed martial arts side, which is the hot topic in sports today, the cage fighting, the UFC.
Cage fighting?
That's what we do. That's a bit of what we do. It's a third of what we do.
Okay.
But the reason why people come to us is for usually one of those three reasons. It's either they're looking for the sportive, you know, competitive side of things. They're looking for some self-defense side of things. And sometimes people just want to get in shape. And this is a fun environment where it's a, you know, healthy and an attitude first gym. So we got people there for all different types of reasons and working together to do what they're trying to do with jiu-jitsu. So
how long is each session, Seth?
We train every day of the week from about 11:30 to 1 in the morning. 11:30 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. And then we train again in the evenings, usually from 5:30 till about 8:30. And that's usually encompasses two classes.
I have to ask, you said Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And I think of jiu-jitsu, or the name itself sounds Japanese or Asian. What happened in Brazil that they formed a different kind of jiu-jitsu?
That's a great question. And the story is really, really quite serendipitous. A person by the name of Count Komo Maeda was a prominent businessman looking to set up a trade route between Japan and Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And when he came from Japan to Brazil to try to set up this trade route, somebody by the name of Gastão Gracie, I believe, helped him. And he was a prominent businessman, Mr. Gracie was, and he helped him set up this business route. And as a show of gratitude, Count Komo Maeda taught Gastão Gracie's sons the art of Japanese jiu-jitsu,
wow,
which is similar to judo. And one of those sons, whose name was Elio, was younger, smaller, and more frail than the other brothers and wasn't really allowed to do it. So he sat and watched as his brothers learned. And he watched every day and learned and watched it until one day his brothers were late to the academy. He was the only one there, and the students started to show up, and they were asking to learn these techniques. And he said, well, you know, I can't really do it that way because of my size limitations, but I can show you the way that I do it that works for me. And it was a twist on Japanese jiu-jitsu, and it was an evolution of the martial art that focused not on size, not on strength and athleticism, but instead on leverage and technique, something that a smaller person could do. And using large muscle groups against small muscle groups in the body. And this blossomed, this blew up, and these students all of a sudden wanted to learn from Elio.
How do you like that?
And they wanted to keep learning this type of art because some students are smaller than others. And it grew, it got more and more popular. And it continued to grow into such a phenomenon that more people wanted to train with Elio than they did with the others. And the other brothers ended up stepping back from the academy and letting Elio run with this martial art that he had, you know, adapted. And he started his own academy, or took over the Gracie Academy. And he became so well known for this martial art that he had invented that people from all around the world started to come to say, what is this thing he's doing? And he developed something called an open challenge match. The Gracie Challenge, which was anybody from any size and any discipline can come. And if you can beat me, I'll give you X amount of dollars.
Wow.
But if you can't beat me, you give me
X the money.
Yes.
Such a deal.
And people started coming, and he won a lot. And this was a small man, mind you, and big people would come, wrestlers, boxers. And it became he gained quite a bit of notoriety in Brazil, became a national hero in the 30s and 40s doing this.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, what got you started with it, Seth?
His son.
His son?
His son. His son is named Royce Gracie. And Royce Gracie is probably one of the most influential martial artists ever. That story continues, whereas Elio's oldest son, Horian, came to America in the late 70s, early 80s with jiu-jitsu. All of Elio's sons learned jiu-jitsu. There's about seven of them. And they all, Horian came to Los Angeles to try to see if he could spread jiu-jitsu to the world. And he started with a small garage and teaching and doing his, take on jiu-jitsu. And eventually he brought his younger brother up to help him, which his name was Royce, and they developed together a brainchild, something called the UFC, which was the big famous cage fighting thing you see on TV. And Royce pretty much dominated the early UFCs, and that's where I first saw Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in the late or early 90s. Got me hooked immediately, and I said, this young skinny kid is beating up these monsters without barely even throwing a punch, and I want to learn that. So
no wonder. Well, we're going to take a break, but before we do, why don't you give us your contact information, Seth?
Sure. I can be reached. You can see my website at www.triangleJJDurham.com.
Perfect. Let's take a break and get some more information about your business in our next segment, Seth. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Mr. Seth Schamp, who is the owner and head instructor for Triangle Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Mr. Seth Schamp, who is the owner and head instructor of Triangle Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Seth, during our first session, you were talking about what is jiu-jitsu. You said it was Brazilian jiu-jitsu. You gave us the history, and you told us what got you interested in it. Now, about your business, what credentials do you now have to own this business?
Sure. Well, I think one of the biggest selling points for my academy and why people come is sort of what I've done as an instructor. Some people will, teach, and which is great, and they can be great teachers, but I've also tried to compete as well. And I'm one of the few instructors in the area that not only teaches and runs a big academy, but I go and I compete on the international level every year, at least a couple of times, and even on some regional levels too. So I've personally won the Pan American Games.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I've won the North American Grappling Association Championship. I've competed in the World Championships a couple of times doing with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu with my team. And so I keep that going, and I like to keep motivated, and I think it helps motivate my students to see me competing and sort of walking the walk while I talk the talk. So I think when I first started the academy, I understood that it was going to be important to keep my students motivated and to also show them that, look, I'm willing to do everything you do.
Beautiful.
And if I put you through a hard workout, I'm going to do the hard workout. If I tell you this is a technique that works, I'm going to show you that it works in a competition and not only just ask you to trust me, but show you that you can trust
me. Well, Seth, are your sessions one-on-one or group?
I do both. I do a lot of private one-on-one instruction for different people who have different needs, a lot of law enforcement, military people who are looking for specific things from jiu-jitsu, also different people who may have schedules that are conducive to more one-on-one training, different lawyers, doctors. I also do group classes every day of the week where I teach of a wide variety of people, men, women, old, young. I have a kids class that I teach once a week that starts at 6 years old. I do 6 to 9 year olds, and then I do 10 to 13 year olds. The martial art itself is a martial art that everybody can do, and my classes reflect that. Inside of a class, you will see men that are, you know, men and women of all different types of shapes and sizes, and the beauty of it is watching them work together with each other and achieve their personal goals through jiu-jitsu, be it I'm looking for self-defense, I'm looking to get, you know, better cardio. I've had people who've come to me very overweight on blood pressure medicines, on have diabetes and have been able to lose 60 pounds, get off medicines.
Whoa.
And I claim that jiu-jitsu can save your life. And I don't say that because you may be in a self-defense situation where you use a technique to disarm somebody or defeat an attacker. I say that because the lifestyle of jiu-jitsu, which is something that people get heavily involved with, will make you a healthier person, will help you focus and concentrate on things that benefit a healthy lifestyle. And it can get you, you know, to a place where your life will last longer.
That's always encouraging.
Yeah.
But in terms of certification, yes. Do you have to have something on your wall that says?
I do. This person I told you about, Hoist Gracie,
yes.
Who's one of the most, you know, decorated jiu-jitsu people of all time. His father invented the art. He endorses me.
All right.
I'm a part of his affiliation, which is one of the, you know, prouder moments for me was to get his endorsement and to have him promote me up through the ranks of jiu-jitsu and to tell and to have a certificate on the wall that says I'm a part of his affiliation and he believes that I can teach the jiu-jitsu that his father invented. Knowing and seeing that, I think my students then know, well, this jiu-jitsu comes directly from this source.
Exactly.
You know, there's,
and the class mixed boys and girls at the same time?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. How do you protect yourself if someone gets hurt? What's your liability?
Sure. Well, everybody comes in and signs a waiver to, you know, which is saying they understand the inherent risks. They understand that they're, you know, that they're maybe some bodily harm. But more so than that, it's about how I conduct a class. It's about how I run a class. I'm not going to let you just come in and start to fight or spar or roll with people right away. I'm very protective of my newer students so that they feel safe. It's an intimidating process to go into any martial arts academy where there may be some people who look tough and strong. And I want everybody to know that we're an attitude-first gym. So when you come to my academy, it is a safe, friendly environment where the egos are checked at the door. And if you train at our school, you generally have a good attitude and everybody's going to welcome you with a pretty open, you know, attitude.
That leads me to wonder, do you ever have to worry about somebody becoming so proficient they become a bully?
You know, you would wonder, and you might think that as far as what we do, but jiu-jitsu has this amazing ability to humble you. Nobody is good at jiu-jitsu. It is so counterintuitive and so against the grains of what your body wants to do that everybody starts as the nail. And you have to be the nail a long time before you get to be the hammer. And what that does to people's mindsets, to people's psyches, is that if you are willing to last through jiu-jitsu, you have to humble yourself. You have to get down there because if you walk in and you think you're going to be a tough guy and you think you're going to be the strong guy, I have women, men, small, big, who are going to tell you and show you that it doesn't matter how big and strong you are. You know, this jiu-jitsu is about technique. And the school that I'm trying to teach from is about having a good attitude. And most people don't last if they have a bully or act like a bully.
Well, that's good to know. That's very good to know. Now, you mentioned it's a humbling sorts of exercise. What is the main difference between jiu-jitsu and karate?
Sure.
Think of the Karate Kid.
Sure. One of the main differences is the focus on the techniques. In karate, you'll see people doing a lot of striking, punches, kicks. In jiu-jitsu, while we do study the striking arts, we're more about the grappling arts. We're more about using leverage to do joint manipulation and chokes. If it comes down to me punching and kicking against you, I could win or I might get punched back. But if I can put my hands on you and take you to the ground, which is where a lot of size gets nullified, I can then use my weight, I can use some leverage and gravity to either apply a submission hold on you to make you subdued, or just pin you down until you're subdued. But when it comes to punching and kicking, anything can happen, and you can do damage. You can do a lot of damage to somebody. So.
Hence the waivers are signed.
They're always signed. Yes, that's right.
And oh, my Lord. Well, in our next 30 seconds, why don't you give your contact information one more time for those who may have just tuned in?
Sure. I can be, you can see my website at www.triangleJJDurham.com. That's www.triangleJJDurham.com. I can also be reached by phone at 919-423-8281. That's 919-423-8281. And you can follow me on Twitter at TJJ Durham.
Perfect. Let's take another break. And when we come back, Seth, let's hear more about the challenge that you have as a business owner. So we'll be right back with that, if that's okay.
Sure.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Mr. Seth Shamp, who is the owner and head instructor for the Triangle Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Please stay with us. We will be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. I hope you're enjoying this fascinating conversation we're having with Mr. Seth Shamp, who is the owner and head instructor for the Triangle Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Seth, I also happen to know that you're a member of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, and I hope that's been working for you.
Yes.
Tell us what challenges that you have being the owner of such an extraordinary business.
Well, I think one of the challenges I've had is understanding how to market and reach students. I think that working with the Chapel Hill and Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has actually benefited me quite a bit, being able to take advantage of some of the young professional network meetings that they do, going to the different seminars that I attended with you where we met, getting different tips on how to meet people, you know, that you were sharing with us a couple of weeks ago. Those things have helped me in terms of the outreach, which I have not been very well versed in. You know, I've always had a goal to teach jiu-jitsu, which I do believe in, and yes. I love teaching jiu-jitsu. I'm passionate about teaching jiu-jitsu. The business side of it's been the challenge. So I feel like reaching the students, finding a way to get them in the door, finding a way to just put my name and my face in front of them has been probably the biggest challenge for me.
And how many instructors do you have at the academy?
I have three assistant instructors that help me and teach various different classes, ranging from fundamental beginner classes to striking classes to mixed martial arts classes as well.
Has it been a challenge finding your instructors?
No, these students have come up with me. And one of the nice things about the way our business works is on your way up through the ranks in jiu-jitsu, one of the things that helps you get to the next rank is teaching. So I can hand off a little bit of the responsibilities to these students and almost have them work an apprenticeship as they work up the ranks of jiu-jitsu. So they may start by teaching one fundamental class a week or maybe once a month in the beginning and get them to a point where they can learn the techniques, because teaching is really how you hone your own skills. And so it hasn't been too much of a challenge. I just pick from the stock of students that I have.
You've got a whole crop there to
choose
from.
I really do. It's exactly right. So,
Seth, what gives you the greatest joy out of your business?
That's a great question. The greatest joy I have is connecting with students, those light bulb moments when I watch a student's face light up, when I teach a technique that I know works, and then I see them get it, and I see them maybe pull it off or feel more confident about what they're doing. I'm seeing people feel like they could survive and stay safe in a self-defense situation, seeing that people believe in themselves enough to compete and try to do what they're doing out on the competition circuit, and just see people get in shape. I've seen different people lose a tremendous amount of weight, get off of blood pressure medicine, quit drinking, quit smoking, adapt their lifestyle to a more healthy, long-lasting life. Those are definitely the ones.
Are there different belts for jiu-jitsu?
Sure. We have four different belts after white belts: white, blue, purple, brown, black.
Wow.
And it takes about 10 to 15 years to get your black belt.
Oh, my Lord. And do you have levels of black belt?
There are. There are varying levels of black belt, but generally it's degrees up through 1 to 10. So first degree, second degree, third degree, up to 10th degree black belt.
My goodness, what a lesson you've taught us all today, Seth. Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Fascinating business.
Thank you.
Thank you. You've been listening to 97.9 on WCHL. My guest today has been Mr. Seth Shamp, who is both the owner and head instructor of the Triangle Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Give him a call. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back.